Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I think about, you know, how we talk about how do we get back to God? How do we get back to the place that we are to, maybe for the first time, to a place that we need to be in God? You know, and I think about three statements. I think about hearing, I think about doing and hearing. This is why I think about that. I think about that because, you know, we're told by Jesus that if you hear these words, Matthew chapter 7, if you hear, and there's a storm happening right now. It's not like coming, it's here, and it's just escalating. And he's talking about a storm, how to survive in the storm. Mm-hmm. He says, if you hear these words of mine and you put them into practice, in other words, if you hear it and you do it, you're like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the economy fell, I added that, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had the foundation of a rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, or does not practice them, is a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down, the storms rose, the winds blew, the economy crashed, the government flipped, you know, all these different things. Wow. And it fell with a great crash. And you think about it, it's so important, you know, and the American church has gotten so used to just hearing. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear? I heard that. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, I heard that. You know, and they said, you know what? I am so sold out for God. I'm so sold out for God, John. Listen, I'm going to go back next week, and I'm going to hear some more. And somebody says, you know, you haven't taught me, because I've been here 10 years, and I hear every week. Hear, hear, they said, right? But James tells us, you know, the brother of Jesus tells us in John, James chapter 1, he says, if you hear the word and you don't do it, you're merely deceived. Deceiving. So if you're a hear, right? Think about it. Hear. I mean, how many people, I've never seen such beautiful, orchestrated, elegant hearers. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, look how she's hearing. Isn't that amazing? Right. I mean, she nods her head. She gives feedback, an amen every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he does so well. I mean, he's hearing really well. I mean, these are the best hearers I've ever heard. I mean, who would just show up to hear for so long? Hear, they said, right? And then you have the doers. You know, I think about Jersey. I'm just a doer. I just do. I'm a doer. I just like to do. I just don't know. I don't know what it is. I just do, right? Right? So it's a southern version of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a doer, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I just like to do. I get you chew gum when you say that. Probably sound better if I'm chewing gum. Anyway, so please don't. Please. Oh my goodness. So, okay, let's move on. And so in that, you know, Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 3, he talked about all of his doings. You know, as a matter of fact, when you go to a minister's breakfast, you know, they don't say, what's God saying to you? They don't, I mean, it's not every one of them. I'm just talking about most of them. You know, the American concept, you know, they don't say, anyway, this is what's said. So, what you doing? And you say what you're doing, and they go, well, what are you doing? I'm doing this. Oh, you're doing this? I'm doing that. What do you do? I do this. What do you do? Do. So, I mean, it's all about works. It's all about doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like do and do, or do-do. You like a do-do meeting, right? It's like, and the people don't even really care what you're doing. It's just politically correct to have a do-do meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? This is what I do. We're not going to invest in each other. We're not going to respond. As a matter of fact, they may even think you're like, you know, out there, and they just leave. And that's not what we're called to do. We're not called to have a do and a do meeting. We're called to say, how are you? Can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these different things we could say. And so he said, when Paul listed all of his dues, and he did it in Philippians 3, I mean, he listed all these awesome religious works. He did all these things I mean, just wonderful things. It's just religious works. And there's so many things being done in the name of religion. I mean, just there's lots of things. And he said, you know what he said? He said, I consider it doo-doo. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like the GIV version. But, you know, he said, I can.
Close, dung.
He said, I consider it dung. That's manure. Mm-hmm. He said, I consider it manure. And there's nothing worse to be in a doo-doo meeting, right?
That's right.
It's mm-hmm. like, come on. You know, where's the power of God? Why are we asking and talking about what God's saying? You know what I'm saying? Right. Why isn't there some... It's just, it's like, we're going to go out and build a new wing on this thing, and we're going to go out and do kind works. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Do this. It's like, is anybody hearing first what God wants you to do? Well, I don't have time to hear what he wants to do, but we're very religious. Can't you see? Can't you see, Paul? Mm-hmm. And then. So those that do and do without hearing, you know, that's what Paul considered all dung. He considered it doo-doo is what he said.
Right.
You know, and that's the King James version of it. And so with that, then you have the hear-dos, those who hear what God says, the word of God, and then they just do it.
Mm.
Hear-dos.
Mm-hmm.
They hear what God says, and they put it into practice. Jesus said, if you do this, you're a wise man that builds your house on a rock, and when the storm comes, you stand.
Mm.
James says, you're blessed in all you do when you're a hear-do. Hear ain't going to get it. Do-do ain't going to get it. But hear-do gets it. This is my question for you. Are you a hear-hear? Are you a do-do? Or are you a hear-do? If you find yourself in the first two categories, you can make a decision today that I'm going to be a doer of the word of God. I am going to break loose from the hear-hears and the do-dos. And I'm just going to do what it says. Mm. I'm just going to read it and I'm going to do it. I'm going to say, this is what he says marriage should be. And I'm going to do it. He says, this is how finance should be. And I'm going to do it, you know, in view of his mercies and his grace. And he's full of grace and mercy. You know, so we do this and understanding that I'm no longer going to be a hear-here. Mm. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm just built and designed that I can only hear for so, so long. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, when are we going to do something with this?
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like having this big, huge pep rally and everybody's dressing up for it and pom-poms and new sound systems and new hairdos and new buildings and new all this kind of stuff. And at some point, it's like, aren't we going to get on the field? 95% of the church self-professing Christians never get on the field and win one person to Jesus who died for them.
Yeah. It's not a go ye, it has become a come ye.
And
it's not a go ye church, it's become a come ye church. Come here.
Yeah,
come in the building.
Yes.
You know, but don't go.
That's exactly it. And we're called to be a go ye. We don't pray about, you know, oh, I'm just wondering, you know, I'm wondering, God, you know, it's me again. And thank you for my stuff and things. And I just want to ask this question. I'm just kind of pondering. Should I leave the lap of luxury? Should I cut back on my overtime? Should I sell my boat so I could go tell somebody about you?
Mm.
And then I hear some other voice that says, why would you want that? I mean, you got all this stuff going on. Just give some money to the 5% who will do it.
Right. Mm. Right.
But I'm going to tell you this. Listen. If you are struggling with moving from a hear-hear or from a do-do to a hear-do, and you want to get active right now, I'm going to encourage you. Go to vfnfamily.org. Maybe that's where you can begin to hear and you can do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Or there's others across the world that are hearing and they're doing. George Bonner says people are leaving the hear-hears and the do-dos. I mean, he didn't say it that way. People are leaving tradition so they can keep their relationship with God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so understanding that you can begin to get active. And if you're struggling with, you know, trying to get them to God, lead them to God, lead them to VFN Radio, lead them to VFN TV. It's a totally available for the world. The world's listening. Lead them to us, and we will partner with you to lead them to Christ, and we together can obey the Great Commission. The question is, are you a hear-hear, a do-do, or a hear-do? You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.